Hi, everyone. I'm Merrill Reese, and welcome to Old School All 22, a look at a special Eagles moment. This one might be even more special for my partner, Mike Quick, who was one of the principals in this game back in 1986 at the Vet against the Los Angeles Rams.
Yeah, and that was a game where Jaworski took his beating during the game. Randall Cunningham ends up coming in for Jaworski. But there are two really nice plays in that game that we're going to take a look at. One of them was one of the Keith Byers touchdown passes. The running back, Keith Byers, actually threw two touchdown passes in his career. One of them just happened to be to me. Let's take a look. It was late in the first quarter and already up by a field goal. Ron Jaworski led the offense down the field to the Rams' 15-yard line. And the perfect play was called in the huddle to go up 10-0. First, Jaws would fake a pitch to the left, causing the linebackers to get taken out of position. I lined up to the far right in the formation, and really what I was responsible for was to run a go route down the sideline using an outside release. The idea was to eat up not just the corner on that side, but to also threaten the safety over the top. The plan worked as the safety overcommitted to that side of the field. This gap in the secondary allowed tight end John Spagnuolo to come across the field, and Jaws hit him right under numbers for the first of three touchdowns on that game. The next touchdown through the air wouldn't come from Jaws, though, because on the very next possession, we used a little razzle-dazzle to get into the end zone. Again, it all starts with the run action to the left, except this time, Jaws actually gets rid of the ball, throws it to Keith Byers in the flat. I released inside, acting as if I'm going to block on the safety, and after the entire defense began to swarm towards Byers, I broke to the corner. Byers released a near-perfect throw, hitting me in stride for a 55-yard touchdown and helping to set the tone for the rest of the game.
Mike, Ron Jaworski, still a good friend to all of us,
yes.
One of everybody's favorite personalities in this area. What was he like in the huddle?
He was in control. I always thought that he was really completely in control, and it was almost like having a coach on the field because he knew everything about the game. Jaws was a student back then. He's a student now. And for me, I thought it was pretty easy being in a huddle with Jaws because when you go to the line of scrimmage and you see what the defense is doing, you knew exactly what he was thinking.
We spoke earlier in an earlier edition about the toughness of Donovan McNabb, who could take hit after hit after hit.
Yeah.
And Ron Jaworski was another one of these tough quarterbacks.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. And that's another edition of Old School All 22.